Welcome to the 1 Hour Poems Podcast, the only poetry podcast not steeped in pretension. I'm using the old mic. Can't find the new mic. It's under the couch, I think. Where things get lost. Remember back in the old days when you had the remote, the clicker? They were about the size of your from the pit of your arm to the tip of your wrist, with big buttons, lights. And you'd lose that thing. Size of a log and you'd lose it. Your whole family would be pointing at each other. Where's the remote? You had it last. And now they make them. They're the size of a finger. You just lose them. We order like 4 or 5 at a time. Just order 5 of them from Amazon. Let them ship them over. These tiny remotes. Then they get lost on the couch. They go where the socks go, right? Did I do the thing that I already welcomed you to the podcast? I'm your host, Jake. It's Easter weekend, rabbits, Easter baskets, pageantry, church. Some lady told me the other day, I'm going to have fish on Saturday. I said, for Easter? She goes, yeah, you always have fish on Holy Saturday. I said, not me. I had Arby's, the French dip. Dipped it in there. Felt like the pandemic was over. Sat down in Arby's, a woman across from me, her big thing of curly fries. She's got 2 beef and cheddars. 2 older teens across the way. Snacking, living, breathing, being. And in Arby's, in America, where life seems to be back to normal. But now they're saying, what? B2 is coming. It's going to rage like it's going to rage like it never raged before. It's going to rave. It's going to get glow sticks. Go to a factory downtown with a dank bathroom that smells like piss and regret, right? Hey, let me tell you this story. It's a little bit of a saga, really. About a year or so ago, this fellow I know, White-Haired Bill, not to be confused with the many other Bills I know, White-Haired Bill, he's a bit of a renegade. Drove a small car, top always down, living on the edge, works at a liquor distribution center here in sunny, rainy, something, Pennsylvania. And one day he says to me, you don't know who Don Ho is? I said, no, Bill, I don't know who Don Ho is. He goes, Don Ho, the Hawaiian musician. I said, no, I don't know. He goes, he sang Tiny Bubbles. I said, what the hell is Tiny Bubbles? So I put it on the jukebox. I hear it for the first time. Tiny Bubbles. I'm hearing it, you know what I mean? Dum bum ba bum. So then for about a year after that, I'd harass Bill. I'd play Tiny Bubbles from my car. I'd play it on the jukebox. Come on, Don Ho singing Tiny Bubbles. I go, Bill, did you play this? He said, no, I didn't play it. He'd say, no, you played it. So I didn't play it. So last night, Bill's there. I play Tiny Bubbles from my car. I walk into the bar, get myself a beer, sit down. I say, Bill, you play this? He says, no, I didn't play it. So okay. So I played a couple more songs on the jukebox, and I hit him with another Tiny Bubbles. A woman has since come in. She goes, oh my God, who played this? I said, I did. She said, Don Ho, Tiny Bubbles? I said, yeah. She goes, 1981, Don Ho kissed my father on the mouth. I said, what? She goes, that's right, 1981, oh my God, Don Ho, 1981, Don Ho kissed my father on the mouth. I love Don Ho. I love Tiny Bubbles. So I guess the moral of the story is keep playing the pranks. Keep doing the clownery. And one day you'll make a lady's night because Don Ho kissed her father in 1981. Hey, Easter, we're going to do one rabbit poem by an old favorite, the hippotus, as dirty, stinking, fascist Ezra Pound called her, Amy Lowell. With a rabbit poem, when we come back, we'll explore, we'll live. It's a short one. It's a holiday episode. It's Tiny Bubbles. Gonna go to Jim Thorpe today. That's the Switzerland of Pennsylvania. They stole his bones. Do you know the story? Jim Thorpe, great Olympian. His bones are in Jim Thorpe, the town that's named after him. But they're supposed to be in Oklahoma with his family. What happened was one of his third wife, I believe it was. Now, I could be an inaccurate opportunist here, as I was called on the old reviews, the old iTunes reviews. I don't want to get into it. Put me in a bit of a tailspin, bit of a Baloo, a little bit of a Kit. Tailspin. Remember the show? Tailspin. But anyway, I think it was his third wife. She finds an opportunity to sell his bones to the city of Jim Thorpe, name it after him. Now they have his bones, but they also have a train and a shop with glass bowls and a five and dime restaurants, a bustling main street, the Ma Chunk Opera House, a haunted prison where the Molly Maguires miners strike were imprisoned, and the ghost handprints on a wall or something. It's closed on Wednesday, so I've never been inside. Any hoodles, gonna go there today. Listen to some music with some friends. Have an Easter weekend of my own design, I suppose. Now then, let's get into this poem. It's called Roads. It's by our friend Amy Lowell. And here it is. I know a country laced with roads. They join the hills and they span the brooks. They weave like a shuttle between broad fields and slide discreetly through hidden nooks. They are canopied like a Persian dome and carpeted with orient dyes. They are myriad voiced and musical and scented with happy memories. Oh, winding roads that I know so well, every twist and turn, every hollow and hill. They are set in my heart to a pulsing tune, gay as a honeybee humming in June. To the rhythmic beat of a horse's feet and the pattering paws of a sheepdog bitch. Tuz the creaking trees and the singing breeze and the rustle of leaves in the roadside ditch. A cow in a meadow shakes her bell and the notes cut sharp through the autumn air. Each chattering brook bears a fleet of leaves, their cargo the rainbow and just now where. The sun splashed bright on the road ahead. A startled rabbit quivered and fled. Oh, uphill roads and roads that dip down, you curl your sun-spattered length along, and your march is beaten into song by the softly ringing hoofs of a horse and the panting breath of the dogs I love. The pageant of autumn follows its course, and the blue sky of autumn laughs above, and the song and the country become as one. I see it as music. I hear it as light. Prismatic and shimmering, trembling to tone the land of desire, my soul's delight. And always it beats in my listening ears with the gentle thud of a horse's stride, with the swift falling steps of many dogs following at my side. Oh, roads that journey to fairyland, radiant highways whose vistas gleam, leading me on under crimson leaves to the opaline gates of the castle's dream. That's Amy Lowell, Roads. I think it's about a lady in a dress running down the street. A bunch of dogs are around her. Maybe she's just a dog-loving, running woman. We can relate today, right? There's women that jog with their dogs all over this country, in the hills. Remember my friend moved to California. She said, I like to walk the dog, but I'm afraid of the coyotes. I said, I get that, you know? We should all be afraid of the coyotes, right? If we could learn something about Easter this day, this time, our place in it. Amy Lowell, who we like, I like, I don't know if you do or not, but I do. She puts rabbits in her poems a lot, and I thought for Easter, hey, throw out a Amy Lowell rabbit poem. Now, as far as rabbit poems go, they're around, they exist, we know them. Here's one by, cat's doing cat things. Knocking things off the table. It's the way it is. It's the way it is. But, like I said, a quick one this week. Episode 49. It is what it is. It's Amy Lowell. It's Easter. Like I said, I'm going to go to Jim Thorpe, the Switzerland of the of Pennsylvania, and engage in, I hope, a life well lived this weekend. Hey, I'll come back with a poem about Easter that I'll compose. And then we'll say goodbye and we'll move along. All right, here's my poem about Easter. Ready? It begins as all Easter poems should. Easter. They say it's about this and that and the true meaning, just like it's Christmas, and there's always got to be a deeper everything for everyone. But I think we know in America, whose heart beats yet still, we see something of everyone on a Sunday in April when you pass the plates of potato salad and macaroni salad around. A ham, a golden pink twinkling ham. And you find that this day and all days that are steeped in tradition, it's another turn to be in the shadows of the past, where we're getting together is getting together for the sake of getting together. That's my poem about Easter. People do whatever they want, it seems. I talked to a lady the other day. She said, hey, how are you? I said, good. She said, I'm having shrimp cocktail on Saturday. I said, oh, that's great. I said, what's that, ice and shrimp in a glass and cocktail sauce? She said, yes, and a lemon wedge. So you're always learning, you know? You never know when you'll learn the complete ingredients of a shrimp cocktail if you don't open your mind and start having that conversation with people that want to have conversations. We have to keep conversating in America, in the world. We have to keep talking. Okay, until next week, the big 50th episode of What Are Poems? Hey, stay close to those that you love. Stay in the rowboat. Don't stand in the rowboat. That's what they tell you if you went to summer camp, I bet. I never went. So I never had any weird childhood sexual experiences because I never went to summer camp where I think that kind of thing happens. But don't stand in the rowboat. And until next time, peace and love, peace and love. Beef Jackie.